The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
Welcome to Day 1 of Love Now. Today's title is God So Loved. Billy Graham said, "God is saying from the cross, I love you, I love you, I love you." Our text today is John 3:16, which reads, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." Welcome to the 35-day devotional called Love Now. There is no better way to start this journey than with the most well-known verse in all of Scripture, and the most profound statement concerning love that will ever be written. The fact that it is the most often quoted verse leads to the danger of familiarity breeding contempt, which can cause many to miss the profound meaning of God's love. Today, let's examine John 3:16 with fresh eyes, focusing on the vast extent of God's love. First, let's look at the phrase, "God so loved." Wouldn't the verb "loved" be sufficient by itself? It would be for any other description of love except for God's love. I suggest to you today that "so" might be the biggest word in John 3:16. God doesn't just love you. He so loves you. Today, we would change the order to say, "He loves you so much that," yet I think God ordered it this way so that we would know that God's love goes far beyond anybody else's love. Thus, Scripture puts "so" before "love" to reveal the eternal extent of God's love. Second, God so loved the world. Notice that it doesn't say God so loved believers. God loves everyone in the world, past, present, and future. He sent His Son into the world to give every person an opportunity to be forgiven of their sins. In 1 Timothy 2:4, it states that God desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Yet God also knows that not everyone He loves will choose to put their trust in Him for salvation. However, don't ever question God's love for you because God so loved the world. Third, God so loved that He gave His only Son. God gave His Son as a sacrifice for the sins of the world because He so loved us. It's the greatest gift that we will ever be given. If you are a parent like me, you're probably thinking, "There is no way I would give my child to save someone who might not even appreciate it. I'm not sure I could give any of my children to save someone who is even highly grateful for the rest of their lives." Yet, God's love is so extreme that He sent His only Son to die so that you could be forgiven. God's love is the basis for everything we have in our relationship with God. Because He loved, He sent His Son. Through His love gift, you and I can choose to be saved. Since Jesus died on the cross, we don't have to pay the penalty of death for our sins. Jesus gave His life so that we could live abundantly. Now that's love at the highest standard. Every other kind of love on the planet pales in comparison to the nature of God's divine love for the world. Notice what David Guzik said about John 3:16. Of the 31,373 verses in the Bible, it may be the most popular single verse used in evangelism. We learn the object of God's love. For God so loved the world. God did not wait for the world to turn to him before he loved the world. He loved and gave his only begotten Son to the world when it was still the world. We learn the expression and the gift of God's love. He gave his only begotten Son. God's love didn't just feel for the plight of a fallen world. God did something about it, and he gave the most precious thing to give, his only begotten Son. We learn the recipient of God's love, whoever believes in him. God loves the world, but the world does not receive or benefit from that love until it believes in Jesus, the gift that the Father gave. Believes in means much more than intellectual awareness or agreement. It means to trust in, to rely on, and to cling to. We learn the intention of God's love. Should not perish. God's love actually saves man from eternal destruction. God looks at fallen humanity, does not want it to perish, and so in his love, he extends the gift of salvation in Jesus Christ. We learn the duration of God's love, everlasting life. The love we receive among people may fade or turn, but God's love will never change. He will never stop loving his people, even unto the furthest distance of eternity. Allow Guzik's words to kickstart your minds and hearts towards the proper perspective of God's outstanding love. As we focus on divine love throughout this first week, may you be continually encouraged to love now. Here's some questions to consider. Why is the word so important to John 3:16? When you think of God's gift of his only Son, what comes to mind? What does God's gift say about his love? What does his love say about your worth to him? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.